Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
My name's Juice English.
Saxon King. In the house.
And this is episode 8.
In the house.
8?
Yeah.
I think it's episode 8, season 3. Can you do what you're supposed to do, please? Technical difficulties. Go on.
Veltra otra vez.
Veltra otra vez.
That is back again in Spanish. You know what I mean?
Veltra otra vez.
So I gotta learn the lingo.
I didn't know Spanish was that aggressive still.
Nah, it's just when I say it.
Yeah. Like German, Spanish.
Like I was guessing what language that was.
I just had vodka.
Yeah, for breakfast, like a Japanese Spanish.
It's to let them know. You know what I mean? I'm Spanish but forceful.
You gonna say that out there? Back again?
Yeah.
Have you been to Spain before?
Yeah, once.
Oh, you could actually say it.
I went to Barca.
You can get off the airplane like, Belgium!
They're gonna be like, "You're scaring the children."
Yeah, returning guests.
He's crying now.
Sir, please stop shouting.
Yeah, man.
But yeah,
episode 8, season 3, Hard Food Podcast. Timbo Slice in the building.
Yay!
DJ in the building.
Oh,
two DJs in the building.
Obviously, come on.
Two for the price of one.
Easy.
Guys, knew what you was doing.
It just clicked. I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh yeah.
you know, it's one of those, like, Juice says that, and he's like, yeah, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, I've got like, two decks for you to like battle on. I didn't even think about it, but now you're here.
We got a special guest.
Special.
DJ Gavin Amari.
Yes, sir.
The return.
Big up. Yeah, return, isn't it?
Gavin Amari.
Part two.
Yeah, man.
The older me, the more wiser me. Come on. Pull up, that actually sounds like one of my effects. Not that one.
Gunshot mean forward. Gunshot mean forward.
What is that? But yeah, man, big up people. Big up.
What's everyone saying? Everyone good?
How are you?
I'm actually really good.
Yeah.
I've had a good week and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But first.
Yeah.
Hold tight, chosen few.
Big up.
Sponsor.
Big up the sponsor.
Yes, sir.
Hard Food Podcast.
Yeah, I was meant to type out a nice ad read.
You don't need to, just say it.
Nah, we gotta have it, we gotta set it properly. You get me? Because man out here.
Yeah,
now
really truly, man, I have to come with the proper ad.
Yeah, we actually rep chosen few, but we're not doing it justice. You get me? Just yeah, we got. Nah.
Be a whole separate.
The writing comes up on there. The writing does come up.
The writing comes up all around here. So when I do this, it's supposed to turn up, just.
Yeah, now it's down here. It's down. Yeah. So chosen few. Discount code 10% Hard Food Podcast when you go on there. Get all your
you gotta do the swish transition.
Gym wear. No, it's there still. It's there. Yeah. Watch the swish. Man, they're talking. The swish is there now.
The swish is there. It's swishing right now.
Holmes and the Hammer. You know, you go.
The piano thing. Bling, bling. Yeah, man, the festive season is approaching, so you know you can go on to chosenfewathletics.com.
Yes,
or is it called at UK? One of them. And use the discount code 10%.
Yes.
For Hard Food Podcast.
Go buy some shit.
Yeah.
Obviously. Just go buy some shit, man.
Cause you got a gym in it, Gav. I'll see you in the gym.
Me?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know.
Sometimes.
You know this guy. You know this guy. But sometimes.
I know.
Guy's like, yeah, I go gym sometimes.
Sometimes.
But you know what? Make sure these abs.
Trust me.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm losing my abs.
I'm losing my abs.
Yeah.
You can't
not
lose that.
Fully.
Okay.
But the definition.
Yeah. Why?
Because I had 6. Now it's turned into 5.
Okay.
It's almost gonna be 4.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know you could lose them in odd numbers. I thought you lost abs two at a time. I thought you'd have a two pack. Four pack.
It just happens. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh!
Shame.
I can't resist, you know. I can't resist.
There you go.
God, you're not taking nowhere, you know. This guy nowhere. Yo.
5 minutes, you know.
Keep
your damn clothes on, man.
Okay, sitting there, if you think
about it. If you think about it, yeah, damn right. See, what I do now on my chest, you know what I mean? There's no regrets.
That's what we like.
But I'm saying, at the end of the day, when we was made, we were naked.
Yes.
Not true?
Yes, true.
All right.
That is true.
All right.
That's the end of the day. What's the start of the day? I'm lost. I just start of the day. Yeah, yeah.
He was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he wants to show it. He's proud.
I was actually showing. There was literally one pack.
Yeah.
It's actually fading.
Yeah, we'll see it to be fair. The iPad's on 4K now, 4K, so yeah.
That's
4K,
no HD.
Nah, it was HD. The HD was kind of grainy still, so we had to switch up 4K. But,
what are you saying?
Chosen for you.
How's your week been?
yeah, it's been good still. I've actually had a really good week.
That's good to hear, man.
Really good week.
Happy for you.
Yeah, man.
Saturday, yeah. Your birthday?
Yeah.
You know what? Right. Man, yeah. Man thought, yo, it's Juicy's birthday, yeah. And because I couldn't get no hot wings, you get me?
Yeah.
But obviously, I thought, I'll feed him for a week. You get me? So, fam, here's some Skittles.
For a whole week, you know? I'm going to make these last. I'm going to make them last. I'm going to portion them out, yeah.
He's going to come back in 2 weeks with the same bag and that. He's going to use a little tab in that.
I got a little shot, you know, the plastic shot glasses. I've got the plastic shot glasses and I put all my vitamins in there, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put my Skittles in there now. I'm going to portion them out, make sure I got 2 weeks worth. Take a shot of vitamins and a shot of Skittles and rewarded.
Life's all about balance, fam.
Yeah, definitely. Still.
Yeah, man. How you feeling about your birthday?
I ain't even thought about it, you know. That's a joke.
I feel like as we get older, we don't really care about birthdays as much.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like your birthday's coming up. It just feels like a day off. Like I feel like on my birthday,
chill.
I'm planning on just chilling. Like, don't ask me to do anything because I'm going to be drinking from 10 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I ain't doing that since I was 22nd. we ain't gonna talk about that. Not a mad thing,
but like...
Wait a minute, 10 a.m. drink? Or is that like a shot?
Yeah, because like in the morning, I'm going to go for breakfast with the kids and I'm going to make sure like there's liquor in one of the drinks. Like my drink.
I was hoping you were going to get it.
One of the drinks.
Yeah, one of the drinks.
Playing hot chocolate roulette. Yeah. With his yeats and those. Got Bailey's in hot chocolate.
Is it you? No, the joke is off. I think, yeah, if you tell the kids, it was a placebo effect.
Yeah,
tell the kids, oh, yeah, we're all drinking liquor, they're all going to start acting drunk, innit?
Yeah.
I might do that stuff. Do you
know what? I feel like in this day and age now, this generation, they're smart.
Yeah.
Kids are smart. They're getting smart.
Kids are sharp.
You don't think they're forcing it?
Don't fall in.
I don't think so.
But put some little like...
You want proof?
Put some like they water in the vodka bottle and just tip it into the orange juice and that. We're all drinking now.
Ask you to drink it first.
Yeah.
And then pour it in.
Yeah, no, but I'll pretend to be drunk as well. So we're all drunk on the table. They're fake drunk. Yeah,
he actually will be drunk though.
He will be drunk.
Ordering the wrong food and thing.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
This is a skit.
Yeah, so we need this disclaimer as well. People are thinking this is real life, right? Yeah, like people actually think I'm eating nothing but hot wings. Yeah, I've had people call to me say,
you need
to eat more food, you know, like that's not good for you. I'm like, yo, that was just one day, and obviously, I did actually have a meal that day still. I kind of forgot about it. I thought, for content, let me just lean into it. Oh. But I did actually have some rice with the wings. So, that's right. It's a meal now.
I make some good wings, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What flavor?
My own. Like, my family's got like a secret sauce.
Okay.
I swear.
Okay.
Swear down.
Yeah.
We discovered it probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, swear down. Swear down. So.
And now it's a thing.
I have to come. Drop you like some wings,
and yeah.
House of Gavin Amari's wings, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, no, the family, innit?
Yeah, it's a family thing.
Yeah, man.
But I'm making it the most now, so
yeah.
I perfected it something.
Yeah,
is it air fryer thing?
Ever since I was aging,
I've never actually air fried wings.
You never air fried wings?
Show me the ways.
Nah, I've air fried chicken breasts.
It's the way.
Never wings.
Never wings.
Air fry everything.
Yeah.
Like, what? Really and truly, haven't used my oven in time.
You know, it's supposed to really serve on your bills. It really is supposed to.
Because I've been using it often.
Yeah. You know, true still. That sound every day.
Yeah. My dad.
Doop, doop. Yeah.
Nah, man.
I haven't used my oven in time, actually.
AMSR.
Yeah. Well, it's like a bat signal in my yard, you know, when it goes off. Like, there people, everyone's running to the kitchen like, yo, what's in the air fryer?
That's what it is, man. That's what it's about.
No way.
Yeah, but yeah,
ain't air fryers just like ovens, like the mini ovens?
It's,
like
a, it's almost like a halogen oven.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just
like a halogen oven with air, so it whooshes the air around really fast.
It's got an amazing marketing. It's got like great PR, basically.
It is, but the thing is, because you can literally, it's on the desktop, boom, deal with it, take it out, do what you need to do. It's just a case that it seems so much easier.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, cool, easy. Right.
Need a self-cleaning one, not to be fair.
Convenience, that's what we live for.
Excuse me?
Self-cleaning, air fryer.
How does that work?
No, that's what you need. Because all the stuff gets stuck to the bottom of the pan, innit?
So wash it now. So what would it be?
But then you got to put it in the
foil in the bottom. Nah, it's a non-sticky. Depends. Yes. There's levels of air fryers.
You line the bottom with foil. And then
the air fryer I use.
Oh, I use the foil.
Baking, paper, sheets.
The air fryer
also.
I use. Everything will stuck on for weeks, though.
For weeks?
They get washed.
For weeks?
Yeah.
But you cook it in dirty something.
Huh? No, you got to use one. And I never use it again.
Everyone's like, weeks. I said, weeks. Days.
Left days, nigga. Days.
Fuck, come on.
Seven of them.
Come back then. Niggas and
FBI. You know what you do? At least, like, just put some fairy liquid in the water.
It was sitting in the water for days.
And he still can't rinse it off.
Like, really? No, I didn't try.
I'm confused. Why you didn't do this?
So basically,
I don't know why I like cleaning my air fryer. I don't know why.
I don't have the air fryer. Was at my house.
Yeah.
Was it
yours?
It wasn't my
air fryer.
Like specking it. That's why it is.
Not even respecting other people's things.
That's what I'm saying. Like literally,
yo, don't lend juice, nothing, man.
So the air fryer was used at my house to cook. And then once it was finished, just dashed it in the water and then it was just sitting there for a couple of days, isn't it?
What you mean? So it didn't apply, like, dawn on you, so like, yo, take it out and clean it?
No, it wasn't my air fryer. Like, I wasn't really fussed.
That reminds me of The Simpsons.
I wasn't really sold there, because I wasn't sold in the air fryer experience. So I was just like, when you want this back, clean it, innit?
Who left you
in your house?
Eh?
But it was at your house?
Yeah.
And you found the last one to use it. And you don't.
We use it together. We use it together, so obviously if you want it, go and clean it.
But it's in your house.
I don't care. I don't feel to clean it.
That's bad mind, that easy.
I think I clean everything else as well.
Everything but the air fryer.
Yeah.
You weren't rating whoever's air fryer that was, though. What's the real tea here? Whose air fryer was it, and why were you disrespecting them like that? That's very
true. This is just content.
It gets a bit too real.
It's just content.
Never mind whose air fryer it was.
Don't ask them questions. You're just leaning in,
yeah. But how was your week? How was your week?
It was a busy one. I had British final this weekend, yeah.
Mm.
And like, it was kind of a mad one just because so many athletes to work with, so many people to talk to. And I think this whole thing that I'm working with in bodybuilding and that, it's kind of, it's mad, you know. Like, the amount of people that are there, you're just like, rare. This is mad that so many people will show up. And it was good, man. You know what I mean?
People really enjoy bodybuilding. Like, they're watching really it. People that don't even go to the gym, like, enjoy watching the shows.
It's one of the ones where, because so many people are involved and so many people just, like, get kind of, like, excited by the whole day and whatever, it kind of brings so many people together. And I think with what I was seeing is, you know, when people kind of like say, all right, cool, I'm good. And I think I'm close to winning it. I'm going to win. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the people that won, they didn't even think it.
Oh, no way.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
They were just like, yo, I'm just going just to enjoy the day. And kind of like, obviously I want to win, but if I don't, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You get me? And I don't expect to win because there's loads of good people there. And loads of people were like, yo, I didn't even expect to win. And it kind of shows you, like, you never know, man. Because the hard work you put in the gym, it does pay off.
I bet they got, like, really good reactions out of them when they won, like, genuine.
Yeah.
Oh, my bare gosh.
Bare tears.
With the tan running and that. Bare tan, like, running.
Stained faces.
Bare tears,
bare tan, bare man. You know what it is with the man, yeah? When I'm talking to them, they're like, some of them are like, oh. they're like, you're talking to them, like, oh. Some of them, you just got to, like, kind of draw it out of them, because some of them was like, oh yeah, call Adrian, yeah, do the interview, whatever. And you're like, so
just 1 second, if I would have said that, I would have got mad pauses. We're going,
draw it out.
Okay, pause that. Even though what you were saying earlier, they were like, I said, oh, how does it feel after all the hard work, the months of sacrificing time with your family, da 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 da, and then it all comes back to them, innit?
Really?
Comes back to them,
yeah.
And they start thinking, like, yo, I sacrificed bare time to win this. Yeah. And the manager's like, oh, you got me a bit emotional now.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, it's all right, man. You can cry now. You've won in it. So it's all right. You can cry.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, got me a bit teary. Oh, okay. And I'm like, it's mad because more time for me, if I've won, I'm just like, yeah, cool. Won in it. But I think that's because I'm from the old school where we just don't show no emotion. It's like, you don't get too gassed that you're happy. It's like, yes, bless.
Yeah.
Next show.
Yeah.
But these guys now in this like social media, like exposed world, they're a bit more expressive and it's sick, man.
You know, so basically, you just save the tears for like when you get home?
Me?
Or there's no tears whatsoever?
No tears, you know.
Come on, keep it real, man.
I didn't have no tears. There's
never. How many shows you done?
Loads.
You ain't cried once?
Nah.
That's mad, that is.
All I do is,
I don't believe you.
God's honest truth, yo. All I do is this. Every time I win, I just go, thank you, Jesus. And I walk and collect my trophies. That's it.
It's actually true. I remember when I...
He did actually do that.
But I believe when he goes home. When he goes in that shower.
No one can tell. No one can tell.
Yeah, the shower's coming from back.
And he has up against the wall. Just...
living life.
Yeah, this guy, you know.
Yo, you can't cry in the back.
I was gonna say,
that's what I'm thinking.
You can't cry in
the back. What you just said, you think of yourself like just standing like this.
I know exactly. I know everybody
stood in the shower like that.
Oh gosh, man.
Them days, man, them stress days, and you're in the shower, your head against the wall, and the water's trickling against your back. It's some deep thoughts. It's like,
Or sometimes, like, in the bath.
I work hard for this.
In the bath, though. Yeah.
I don't really have baths.
Yeah, I have baths still.
I only have baths, you know. I just shower all the time.
Yeah.
I got a bigger bath in it. Because obviously the bath that was in the yard already was narrow, too narrow for me still. So yeah. I got a big one installed.
He was really committed to having a bath, yeah.
Clean the bath, you can't clean the air for it.
Whose bath is it? It's my bath.
Yeah.
It's my bath. Again, you want your air fryer back. If you want your air fryer back, it's soaking. Clean this shit. It's still soaking, so it'd be a quick clean. Come grab your air fryer.
Because you're saying a big bath. You don't do no now, it's a big bath.
Yeah, nah, clean
that's
the
like
bath.
A 15-minute clean.
Yeah, nah, nah.
The Reverend joint, fam.
I like cleaning the bathroom. I like the fumes, it's weird. Like, just the bleach smell. Like, you just have a bit. I've heard about it, like, or seen, like, memes and that.
That's drug addiction.
Cleaning the bathroom.
I don't try to say it like it's not.
It's just in there.
It's when you mix all the fumes in it.
These times the air fry's gone fungus.
What are you saying? What's going fungus?
Air fry's
screaming that bleach, you know.
Man was in the bathroom, not counting.
Man's got a little pet shop of horrors down there.
Yo. Oh man. Yeah. Good week, man. What was you? How was your week, guys? How's your week? How's your week, Gavin?
My week. You know what? From Monday, I've been waking up by about 8:30. Actually,
It is because of Monday, because I have little man Monday take him to nursery and whatnot on Tuesday. But because of that, I thought, let me do gym in the morning. And yeah. Trust me, this week has been nice because I've been doing that gym in the morning. So it's just helping me with everything, my mind and my focus. You know what I mean?
I said to you, innit?
Yeah.
Last time I seen you in the gym, and I was like, yo, I don't usually come this late. And it was like midday.
Yeah, and I
was like, nah, gym first thing in the morning. Can't beat it. Can't beat it, man.
That's what I'm saying. So having that. And it's just been all right, man. It's just been all right. Just planning for the weekend. Mm. Got a few bookings. And yeah, man, it's just been a calm one.
That's cool,
calm
man.
October.
Nice.
He says this after you had a birthday party.
Mm. How was the bash?
Oh, he was nice, you know. Everybody showed out.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You played, yeah, mm-hmm. Mona Lisa.
What's Mona Lisa? Yeah.
It's a song. It's
big. By who?
SARS. I can't remember the rest.
Okay, right.
But the thing is, I'm like, yo, these tunes are bangy, you know. You know, people, it's not, it's like, that you can tell the majority of people just dancing for dancing. Mm. And I'm like, yo, this is a tune, you know. You lot are not rating this tune how it should be rated.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking, these are done about tunes. Mm. What do you think as a DJ when you do that?
What?
When you think that
when you play a tune and it don't hit like it's supposed to hit,
but not all. You can tell the majority of them aren't really deep in, like, they don't know tunes.
Like, you was gassed to play the tune.
I don't know, you know, because everybody has their own cup of tea, and you just have to get used to that. Being a DJ, you have to get used to just people not really liking what you may like, what they think is good.
So when you're up there, go on.
It could just be the tune's just been rinsed out.
Yeah.
It has been played.
Yeah,
bare time. So it could have just been rinsed out. And it's like, okay, yeah, we can just like a little two step, and just wait for the other tunes to run. Because I feel like Mona Lisa is like it's ready to start the party now.
Mm.
Yeah. Get the feet, get the blood rushing, everything. You know what I mean? Heart pumping.
Yeah.
And so, but it is a banger. It is.
So Adrian wants to move like a battle rapper. I said, he wheels a tune back. I said, nah, you're gonna catch it.
But that's the thing, though, when you're up there, are you playing like your selection or what you think the crowd is gonna like react to, basically?
More time the crowd.
Yeah.
Because I play for the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm. But now, lately, I started to incorporate myself, my choice selection, because that's the best way to make it stand out as a DJ, because you got to be different to everybody else.
Yeah, like me,
growing up in this business, not growing up, but starting from this business, like 10 years deep now, whatever. I used to be like, oh, I want to be like him. Mm. But now as I'm getting older and wiser and seeing everything for what it is, originality is the best way forward.
Yeah.
And sometimes I may think, oh, what if they don't like that music? But When I'm seeing like TikToks and Instagram reels, I'm seeing what people are like, and that's the stuff that I play, like low key.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, I could be doing this, but I was too afraid to think, oh, the public ain't gonna feel this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I think I'd become a DJ still, but I'd rather just play my tunes. Like, I'd just play like
off his old mixtapes.
This one's unreleased.
Watch your nicks, no better than Juice English.
Yo, it's not mixed down properly here, but yo. You see, I recorded it and then studio's press went up the week after. I said, nah, yo, this can run.
Price went up. Yeah. Today's price.
But now I'd play like tunes that like, just, I wouldn't really care for the room. I'd literally just play like, yo, one time I was driving in the motorway, and this tune touched me still. So here you go. Like,
you
will
never get booked.
That's why you're not a DJ. Clearly.
Just never get booked.
Because I don't know what booking you'll get.
Surely I can get like the opening, like the.
Nah.
As soon as
when nobody's there.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
There's always someone that has to play that set there, you get me? Like, with this empty room.
Nobody going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me get my shit off. Like.
So to hear his favourite tunes from loudspeakers.
See, y'all. Just hear that bass thumping in the club. He's like,
See, I was in the shower one time. Times were hard. Yeah, listen to. I was like, this is Frank Ocean.
You made
imagine
but it wasn't listening to Frank in the shower, to be fair.
Frank in the shower.
Mental.
James Blake. Your week saying, gents, DJ?
What did I do this week? Fuck all, man. Shit.
Seems like everybody's having a calm. Chilled when you know.
I'm trying to think, what did I do this week, right? And like, just been in my yard or like been here doing studio shit.
Anyone's been having a nice one.
Too exciting. Life. I ain't played a gig in about 2 weeks, so I feel weird.
Yeah. All right, then, Tim, how was your week? Go on.
Fam's been quiet as well, man.
So, yeah.
Fam, finance is the saying, don't move.
Nah, I hear that stuff. I hear that, yo.
The crippler cross face.
Sorry, yo.
Everything.
Obviously, birthday this weekend now, yeah. So I set money aside and it's just not there now. Like, I'm trying to figure out where it went.
What was that money aside for, though?
Like, just to enjoy my birthday without having to, like, open the Barclays app, like, just to live, like. Mm. But obviously now, like, I'm checking. I'm like, yo, I had money set aside and it's just, I'm eating into it. But I had all everything. I just don't know. I'm trying to figure out what came out. But
I'll be honest.
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like when it comes to your birthdays, money shouldn't even matter. It should be getting things free. Food.
Should be.
Okay, you know what? Last year was the first year where I got that treatment. You get me? Like, I didn't have to go in my pocket and that.
Yeah.
Well, I went in the pocket for my food, but drinks. I had drinks brought to me. I went out and I said, yo, I ain't really drinking.
Yeah.
And I was mashed up. That's always the case, though, yeah. And I was mashed up like never before.
Those are the worst.
You get me?
Ones
So, but the joke is, you can't, like, I'm a male. I can't just go out expecting to get my drinks bought for me.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say talk about males getting it for you. I'm just talking like.
No. But I'm saying, like, that's how girls go out.
Get food.
Yeah, girls go out with, like, £20. Like, we'll get man to buy the drinks.
Oh, no. But like you said, you went out, innit?
Yeah.
And man then bought you drinks. Yeah. Wasn't expecting it.
Well, I'm not going to expect it this weekend. Like, I've got to at least be able to, you get me? Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Just in case no one...
It's so your birthday, you must be mashed up. Nah, not really.
Nah, I'm good right now. I could drive.
I could do with a drink, though.
Straight out.
Go around.
It always starts off with a brand new coke.
Man start giving you excuses. Yo, nah, man, them oil prices, you know, bro. Yo, Ukraine and Russia, man.
You heard that drink, that vodka.
Back in the day, remember Glen's? Remember Glen's? Jesus
Glen's
Christ.
Glen's used to be my drink.
That's what I'm saying. What was it doing? I used to be
mad with Glen's, you know. Like, I used to be you knew how emotional I was.
Yes.
I was emotional. Yes. When it comes to Glen's, if I had Glen's on a night out, it could be good or bad. There's no in between.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was sick for drinking, you know.
It was, though.
Back in the day, it was good for everything.
It was.
Going out.
It was safe.
Yeah, maybe we was put less thought into it or something.
Less thought?
Yeah, just drinking whatever.
We was respectfully, like, we was well-mannered compared to these next generation. We had manners, like, a couple of fights there and then. But you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about how easy it was to go out, though. Like,
in terms of going out?
I was drinking vodka. Glen's and Red Bull, like, now I wouldn't even touch it.
Oh, yeah, social
like, now
media,
the bottle's got to be serious.
That's called growing up.
That's social. Mm.
It's social media, that's why.
Yeah.
It's social media.
You know what, for real? Why am I even thinking about Hennessy? I'm about to buy a bottle of Henny.
So what?
For no reason, like.
Is that why?
Yeah, I don't even need that Henny.
Yeah, I don't really like Henny.
Nah, with apple juice. Seriously,
We were female partner.
You got the coke. You said, no, try it with apple juice.
I used to have it with coke.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then she said apple juice. Okay. Never look back.
Coke's the worst mixer to exist.
I know, but it's just the go-to, though, isn't it?
You know what?
Or lemonade.
I normally do like a white rum and lemonade.
Yeah.
That or apple juice. Love a Ray and apple juice, you know.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm shook for Ray. I'm so scared of Ray.
Why?
Because it's mashed me up every single time. Every single time. Bro,
you gotta build up a callus to it.
Yeah, I know, but.
You gotta build up a callus to it. I'm not the biggest drinker in the world, you know, but I can deal with the rice still. Sambuca!
However.
I remember one time.
You just leave that there. You just leave that there.
Sambuca, fam, the smell of it.
Yeah, but sambuca is nice. I love sambuca. Sambuca is easy.
Listen, no, Listen, listen. I've had a traumatic experience. Yeah.
Read the room.
Gary knows. Yeah. I've had a traumatic experience with Sambuca.
Yeah.
So I'm never visiting that time again.
Sambuca and equals push-ups.
I'm talking like a whole bottle of Sambuca. On my own, you know.
I like Sambuca.
Well, it was a G.
Straight.
Oh, wait, on
it's
your
like,
own?
You say, what? You say, all right, cool. And I was sitting down, I was blessed.
Everyone's watching, you're like, look at this nigga.
I've heard that story though, what? You're sitting down and you're blessed.
So
and then you stood up.
So basically, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. I had a party at my yard.
Yeah.
And Gavin's brother, bought you a bottle, bro. Drink the bottle. I was like, yeah, I'll have a little sip. Nah, drink it. I'll have a little sip. Nah, drink it all. You got to drink the whole bottle.
This is
the whole bottle of Sambuca.
Peer pressure.
Nothing else.
Sounds like bullying.
So I'm like,
it's birthday though.
It was my birthday.
Drink it!
So I was like,
drink it now. All right,
cool. I can do this. So I drank it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I was like, whoo. Okay, cool. Let me sit down and collect my thoughts. Collect my thoughts and just chill. I'm just sitting there now. The liquor's starting to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Your head starts to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool, it's all right. I'm sitting down, I'm good. And then A grade comes out with, I bet you can't do 20 push-ups. Yo, so obviously I'm waved now, you know. I'm waved
and confident.
And naturally. And
the alcohol confident, you know.
So the alcohol is there. In my head telling me, are you going to let this man tell me you can't do 20 push-ups? You can bang out three plates for a joke, you know, fam. So 20 push-ups, that's easy.
That's clever, though, because he knew that you could do 20. Fam. Like, if you would have said 50, he'd be like, sure, fam. But 20, like, that's disrespectful. It's like,
So then now,
I forgot what I'm talking to.
I did the press-ups now, and then I did them, and I got up, and I was like, see, told ya. Sat down, and literally, yeah, my belly just went, and I was like, no, this is not good. And then, yeah, I'm sitting there, and then, listen, it was uncontrollable. Like, I sat there, and I was sitting next to Mensa, and it just went, and I caught it in my hand.
Oh, shit.
Get me?
I thought you were talking about, like, wind or something.
Then after that, it was just
game over.
In the bathroom. And from now, I do not even smell Sambuca. I don't want it. Anything. Don't bring it near me. I don't need no aniseed. Nothing like that. Don't bring it near me. White rum, I can drink it.
Yeah.
Anything else, like, I can drink. But Sambuca, no.
I've been there, you know, the thing in the sick catch. Are you going to catch it?
If I don't catch it, he's coming straight out. Don't matter. Where am I? I ain't catching my sick.
Well, nah, I've caught couple six.
I don't catch it. The one time, like, I was mash up here. This is Mrs.
Wait, no, let's not talk about sick on the phone. Yeah. Let's not talk about it.
We'll save that for another time.
Yeah. Soundcheck.
Soundcheck.
My Birmingham. Review.
review.
Mash up.
Sambuca and rosé mixed.
Taking risks.
Taking
serious
risks.
All about risks.
Sambuca and rosé. What would you mix anything with rosé?
Drinking Sambuca on the way, but straight through the bottle.
Yeah.
That was when I could have drink straight Sambuca. Like, it was just nothing.
And then rosé when you got there.
It's rosé in the
cup. If I'm drinking rosé, it's only rosé because rosé.
You don't understand this time, you know.
Catches
this man looked like, he was sitting there. Yeah. There's a picture of him sitting there, like, it's like his eyes
in
a red shirt. His eyes are nearly rolling back in his head. It's like,
In the car park, my boxes.
I was a mess, man.
Good night.
Good time. But yeah, how's the week been in music? Actually, what's been going on?
Nah, I wanted to.
What do you want to go to?
Jada Pinkett.
Man,
I haven't looked for her once ever in my whole life. Actually, I've never actually
interviewing this.
Yeah,
woman?
I've never googled this woman's name or anything like that, and I just
bitch.
What?
She's She got a book coming out. Bald head on my timeline,
She got a book coming out. Sorry, isn't it?
Yeah, but it
would make sense to make one. Though.
But she ain't the only person who's ever had a book ever. Like, she's everywhere. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Keep some secrets, nigga.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, hold on. Okay, wait. That set was blue. This one's red. this one's that camera. It's like, yo, how many different interviews have you done?
She's
like,
done loads, you know.
Diary of a CEO, where's my man London? She flew, she took
chicks. Why she decided to talk to my man? That, what's his name? That Bartlett.
Steve Bartlett, yeah.
She's what, Stevie Bartlett?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's sat down with my
everywhere.
Man.
She's everywhere. Like,
she's everywhere.
She's on Monday Night Football next week.
With Cara and Jay. Cara and Gary there. Wow. Like.
Say, Gina, tell me about your book. You know the funny thing is, like, she's doing all these interviews, and if you notice, like, Will Smith's on a speedboat in some next place.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
I find it's,
no, he does.
He does. Of course, it's weird. He's a man. It's weird.
You think he gives a fuck?
Yeah,
he does, man. He does.
He crows.
Like, everywhere. Yeah. Wait, literally.
No, because he...
Did he show up to one of her...
Yeah. What? He...
Brutiful, he called it.
It's both, basically.
Brutiful and long, tumultuous.
At one of her shows, he spoke out. He spoke out at one of her shows and basically saying, oh...
I love her or something like that.
Yeah, support her to the end and all that kind of stuff.
She's a witch, man.
Bam.
She got to end you.
I get it, though.
She's a witch.
She's a witch, innit?
Like,
has to be.
You know what it is? I do get the dynamic.
What's the dynamic?
You tell me.
What is the dynamic and what do you understand about it?
I get the dynamic where it's like, okay, this relationship, we believe it can like withstand anything. And obviously, we've had our ups, we've had our downs and that kind of stuff. But she's literally testing it. You get me? It's like, okay, we can withstand anything. Try this. You get me? Fam. Tupac.
August Alsina. Did some moonwalking that pom pom. So really, I'd be like, nah. And that's another thing. She came and said, I never cheated on Will.
Yeah, they separated, didn't
we? We were separated. But they haven't got a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not cheating, though.
So what's that? Is that the new age?
Ross and Rachel, we were on a break.
Yeah, that's old age.
Separate.
The American way, really.
Nah, and people separate. Marriages do separate, but they don't usually still live together and show up to every red carpet appearance and all that kind of stuff. It's usually when you're separated.
For the brand.
You're separated, innit? Yeah. So it's like, okay, you're separated, but you're still
weirdos. And they definitely did a bunch of weirdo shit together and they can't relinquish their weirdness from each other.
You've been separated for 7 years, but now you're letting us know after Will's name's been dragged through everything. Like, both the names been... it's a weird one. Like, I get it, but it's just like...
It's all about
taking a piss.
You know what I mean?
Planning something.
It's like when you said, she's testing the relationship. Yeah. It's like when you say, it's like, okay, you'd say to your girl, you know what? If a geezer tried it with you, I'll deal with the case, but don't go out there making sure, getting yourself in these positions, because that guy could beat me the hell off. And Will is getting his ass toasted right now.
It's one of the, it's like, you know how some people say, oh, yo, fully said to you, if, I don't know what the conversation even would be, but if your girl cheats on you, I might stay, just don't embarrass me, or vice versa, or whatever. It's like, oh, you would stay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. All right, safe. Like, I'm taking a piece. It's like, I said, look, ride or die and everything, and this marriage will never come to an end, and nothing would make us get a divorce. But why are you doing the most as well? Like,
you're just making money off of it, though, isn't it? Because that's like their whole existence at this point.
It is. It's kind of
like
sad.
What else can you associate any of their family with? Yeah, for the past 5 years.
And also
outside of it, like outside
spilling,
of it.
Spilling unnecessary business, like business that we didn't want to know.
You know what about this thing? They used to be so quiet as well.
That's one thing.
Since Will Smith got Instagram, everything's up now.
In it.
Facts. And that's what it was. It's true. You got Instagram now.
And the movie's dried up a bit.
Exactly.
And that's why I feel like kids, it's all planned.
Yeah. Cher had a movie in time.
There's a bigger goal for this. There's a reason why this is happening.
It's weird, man. Like, it's a plan. When Jada came out and apparently.
I think it's a plan as in, let's make more money. Money's drying up.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Not an elaborate plan, just a plan.
Just a plan, just to make money. And I think even the fact.
Oh, what did you say, Zach? Sorry.
When she said that she sold crack.
Oh, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yo, you know, you're talking to Griselda, you know. She's a rich
Griselda Blanco. Internet,
why is she telling people that she said she sold crack?
I feel like I was the only one that wasn't shocked.
You know, she never actually sold, like, she probably never sold crack. Like, she was just with some, someone probably sold crack.
Nah, I think she sold crack.
I don't think she did. She was probably around someone who was selling crack.
Nah, old school Jada. We were there, man, in the '90s and that. Well, I was young.
You didn't know, Jay.
We were back in the '90s.
Then.
Nah, we've seen the films, man. We've seen the films. Like Jada was like,
what, set it off.
Yeah. And Lowdown Dirty Shame as well. Like, I love that film, Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Bad Boys classic.
Yeah. But like, now she kind of comes across as weird, and I don't know. They say she's like a modern day monk or something like that. Like,
you are?
Or she didn't say
she's a witch.
She said she was like a modern day monk.
But she said that.
Yeah, something like that. A lot. Yeah, fam, there's been so many headlines that I haven't taken in.
No,
like,
I kind of believe that.
I think
that's what she said. But she wasn't so weird back in the day, so I can believe she's all crack.
She smoked crack, maybe.
Nah, I don't think she's nah. This is new Jada. You get me? Like Jada, we all used to like Jada. We all used to like the Smiths. We used to like them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't want
to. I would tolerate.
Back in the day,
I don't want to forget that.
Obviously, she was like, you know, Jada. But as times progressed,
she's
talking like more and more and more. And as soon as the Red Table came out, you're just like, yo, you're weird, you know?
Yeah.
And even with like the way that she said, I think she said something like, oh, I know it's hurt the children. And they said that they want me to stop. So
she said that.
Something so like that.
Just still changed.
She's still coming on.
She's still coming on.
She's still in the press room saying that my kids wanted me to stop.
It's like the kids are saying, like, you know, you're hurting all of us.
Well, fix up.
And she ain't bothered.
It's all about the money.
It's just change. I used to love Will Smith, man. Like, he just looks doofy now, man. He just looks very doofy.
Fam, that's what I was about to say. Personally, I think the amount of stuff that Will's probably done, it skewed his mind to like to think that this is
to
okay.
Accept it. You think he was out there just like?
I think Will was doing a madness.
Yeah,
of course he
absolute madness.
Of course he was. You think any man that's not like famous like that ain't doing them absolute madness?
Exactly. Exactly. And there's a time when he was the Hollywood man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
but still,
let's not think that my man wasn't possibly doing some Harvey Weinstein stuff with Harvey Weinstein.
No, he was.
You know what I mean?
Wait, Harvey Weinstein? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be doing some like absolute mad thing.
Allegedly.
But, this is a high temp cool now. Fan. Yeah, I'll get the fan. That being said, like, with Jada, knowing his secrets, he's still got to...
You think that's what it is?
That's what I said.
Oh, you think she got dirt on him?
And they got some weirdo shit going on. They've both done some weirdo shit. And that, like,
you think she got dirt on him?
A bag?
Bag of things, fam.
Bag of things?
Nah, I didn't even think that.
You don't know about Will Smith.
I never thought that either.
You don't know about Will Smith?
Nah.
I don't want to know.
You don't know about Will Smith?
Trust me, it's been my idol since Fresh Prince. Yeah, you don't want to.
That's Mike Lowry, fam.
Yo, you don't want to know.
I'm not really rating my mom as a clown.
From back in the day, you never... Nah, like, why doesn't he want me, man? Like, none of that, like...
Sickest scene ever on TV.
The hell with him!
Here it Fresh Prince was called, but he's a waste man still.
I just think it's mad because obviously people saying obviously Will's been going on with the mad thing previous to all of this in the younger years. But at the same way, I think, yo, you've got kids, you know. And like, I know that, you know, you may not respect Will, but at least have some regard for your kids because that's their dad. You see what I'm saying? And it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like annoying and cheesy just to the fact that you're only coming out this because you got your book out.
Yeah, yeah.
And your Red Table talk got locked off. So you're just going on this press run to every single outlet out there just coming off with the mad thing.
Talking that talk.
You get me?
Why does that?
Yeah, I think.
But I feel like everybody does that. Like, if we got something coming out, album, book, movie,
yeah. But don't tell people it's all crack.
Nah, that's late.
But I bet you. But I bet you though, that's made people wanna.
Yes.
Yeah, some people are definitely
sell crack.
Yeah.
He's an influencer in that. That's right. You know, I might sell some crack. So Jada did it.
Say, oh, okay, I'm gonna buy
and see what she's done. Or
let's put a new definition of WWJD bracelets.
What would Jada do?
What would Jada do? It's mad. It's all mad, honestly. But yeah,
I don't like that she said that like Tupac had alopecia.
What is that? What she said?
Yeah, she said Tupac had a hidden battle. She had a hidden. He had a hidden battle. We've had a. I can't even say it. Alopecia
someone
too.
Said, how come no one ain't punched her up yet?
I mean, she probably got.
Like, do you know? Like I feel like she said enough. Someone should have like slapped her by now.
And she said
like,
that Tupac proposed to her when he was in prison. Meanwhile, he had a girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, he had a fiance at the time. Or
like, Tupac's family should have punched her up by now.
That's true. Why would we be sharing that information of somebody?
That's dead. Like chill.
Exactly.
It's like
that's supposed to be your virgin as well.
Yeah,
it's died. That's bad enough. And you've got a husband.
What it says, dude.
That's bad enough. Like, why do you need to talk about your ex next that's man. Also dead? Like, past. You just...
And famous not... Tupac. That's the thing. It's the famous Tupac.
Yeah, she was in the car in Vegas.
Yeah. What did you say? Like, she was in the car in Vegas?
Did you see, you see the picture?
The memes.
She wasn't even in the back either. She was in the front. She was in the front. With Shug and back.
We ran up in the front and then we're saying Shug.
Good night. Why did I see one of the memes that said, when Jada heard shooting, she shit someone heard. It's like, take Will instead.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
The internet stays undefeated. You know,
trust me.
The internet stays undefeated. Like,
you know, she probably don't go a day without mentioning my man. You know,
yeah.
It's mad.
Wild.
The other day, Will
Tupac.
Tupac, man. The other day, to some point, she got some Air Force Ones. From
Fat Joe. With the TS.
With the TS. Joe
squad. Yeah.
Fabulous says, yo, the TS don't stand for Tupac. You know, Tupac.
Is that a meme?
Fabulous.
She
sat down with Fat Joe as well and got some Air Force Ones with TS on there.
The Terror Squad.
The Terror Squad.
where was this posted?
Is that this
on every outlet.
On which one?
I saw that on Shaggy.
Yeah.
And Fab
sat down with Fat Joe.
Yo, TS don't stand for that, you know.
Fab Joe.
Yo, she just.
What's the name of the book?
Don't give a fuck.
I don't care. No one knows.
No one ain't talking about this book, you know.
Because that's the thing. Like, they're not selling the book. I don't know what they're selling. It doesn't make sense.
You know what?
She's getting paid for every one of these interviews.
Exactly. She's just out.
I don't know. Do you get paid for interviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I
to share the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like 30 grand or 40,
easy.
50 grand.
Easy. And because it's her, because she's connected to Will. Money's going to get mad high.
Yeah. I still don't understand why she's on Diary of a CEO.
That's a mad investment for him, though. He'll front the bread to pay for her to chat to him, chat some shit. Easy. He's gonna like that. That's bare. Like, that's smart.
Millions of views.
You get me? That's a smart move for him, and he's got. He can do that.
You
got
to think. Yeah, she's gone to Stephen Bartlett. Okay, putting aside that Stephen Bartlett.
Now you know.
Now, putting aside that it's Stephen Bartlett. Yeah, because I've watched Diver CEO and I've like caught gems from people that have been on there.
Mm. Yeah, Sam.
That being said,
she ain't got no gems.
Like, why? That's go there. What would you go to? What would you sit down with Stack and Matt Barnes? Like, these are ex-basketballers. Yeah. What are you doing?
Saying Chris Rock wanted to slap the cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even that. Saying that Chris Rock asked on a date.
Do you believe that?
I believe it, but it's Chris Rock. That's because, like, once again, Hollywood is full of weirdos filthy pervs.
Yeah.
Factos.
Because they know each other, like they know each other's dirt.
Yeah, they've all been to the same sex parties.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
It is.
When Chris would say, want to take you out, he's probably thinking, oh, their marriage is done then.
Yeah. Jumping there quick.
Their marriage is done. I should be able to like, get a piece of Jada. And then when she's saying, oh no, it's not over. We're still together. Like, how can you say, no, we're still together? Then when Will slaps the fire out of Chris Rock, you're going to say, oh, I didn't know he's still, he doesn't really know refer to me as his wife.
Yeah, we haven't called each other that
in ages. Like,
about that when he had made a, what's
message coin. You know, we got a few awards.
In the mic, yeah, in the mic.
Yeah. He said something about his wife and that. My bad. He said something about his wife. So about he mentioned his wife,
yeah,
and she was like, "Huh?" Because they were separated at the time.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what?
Does anyone care about Jada Pinkett Smith though?
No.
Like,
not how they used to.
Back a day, yeah.
In the 90s, she was one of the top girl.
Yeah.
But like, for how she looked in it, really.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Slim.
She liked Stacey Dash.
She was really nice. Yeah. But yeah.
She liked Stacey Dash.
Usually the kind of.
Like Stacey Dash now?
That's true still.
Because she ain't really been in films recently, actually.
Girls Trip was the last thing I probably remember. Neil Long stayed
good though. That was a good film. But no, but Neil Long's still acting, that's what I'm saying. Like, the baddies are still acting. Like, Halle Berry still had films. And, you know what I mean? They've had films. For her to be so relevant with no films, it's nasty, man. This is all nasty.
It's all mad.
Hollywood.
I don't even like that we've spoken about it for so long.
That's true.
See, and that's what she's doing as well. You know what I mean? That's what everybody's talking about them on podcasts.
First topic is off. First topic.
Next week, we've got a guest, Jada. She got a contact with me and like she wants to book it out in a Monday. She wants to talk about more about Will's nastiness.
I would roast the shit out of her.
What's the first question you'd ask her, Jada?
Where's Tupac?
Where is that nigga?
Effective definite to get away from her, apparently.
Nah, I hear it though.
Oh,
man.
She's crazy. I don't know how this rumor started, but he's still alive. Like, bro.
I think we all wanted him to be alive, innit? Rest in peace, Tupac.
Juice wanted him to be alive.
Okay, I'm not the only one that wanted to be alive. I think.
On the juice.
On me. I could do more like real life pop music.
I don't know, you know.
You know, I don't know.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Would Tupac then be the same person in today's society?
Hell no.
Yeah, I think so. Hell no. Tupac featuring Soulja Boy.
No.
That'd be hard.
Soulja Boy. It would be Soulja Boy. It'd be these dudes from nowadays.
No, but who is Tupac doing the feature with?
How you mean?
Soulja Boy?
No,
I can hear that tune.
Draco and Puck.
I can hear it.
No.
Draco Puck, that would...
Draco. I said Draco. Don't give him no ideas. He did that to Michael Jackson. Hey. He just might do it again. Stop it. No.
I don't know if you know, but this couch is a Drake hater zone.
I don't know if you know, fam.
Drake featuring two. I can't deal with Aubrey Graham over here.
It's all right, but hey, you can't disrespect Drake. He's doing what he's doing. But I'm not saying he's one of the greatest, but
he's one of the greatest.
In terms of where he has
come from,
not even come from, I'd say where he has like opened up the like eyes of hip hop to some, yes, however. To the purists, they're like,
go on.
His album is okay. Let me ask you a question
for the dogs.
Has everyone listened to the whole album?
No,
yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I've had bare skips.
Okay,
yeah. I got two tracks.
Okay,
that single was enough to put me off.
The single was bad. Slam on You was bad.
Now. Have you listened to the whole album, Tim?
Yeah, I've listened to it.
The whole thing?
I listened to the album once. Yeah. I started the first half. I said, yo, this is too long. And I'm falling asleep at the wheel. 22, 21.
Yeah. Sounds like Yachty wrote the whole album. Isn't it?
Yeah.
But he got some of the slow ones.
And then he got some slower.
Slower, It's miserable music. It's very miserable music.
I don't like it.
I think, take me back to, was it Take Care?
Take care.
Take it back to them dudes.
So like, don't get me wrong. I think in terms of like his ability to rap, I think he's one, dumbing it down. I think two, you see that tune with Cole. The reason why he went about it that way.
Well, let Cole eat him up.
Yeah. Is because two things. Yeah, pause that. I think
strong.
He went toe to toe. He'd get embarrassed, and
I think he knows that.
It's a way of him saying, I allowed him to. You see what I'm saying? Like, I allowed him to take the main seat.
That is a Drake thing to do.
And that is a very Drake thing to do. Because
it's a cop out.
It is a cop out, but it is a Drake thing to do. You get me?
He's smart.
No, he's because the thing is, it's a case that that way he doesn't concede defeat.
No, of course not.
But you did though.
Yeah, I'm going to say he still did though.
You did though.
But in his own head, he's like,
but in his own head, really. He won't.
Yeah. Nah. It's like, how can J. Cole come with that? You know, the joke is, I can't even speak, that J. Cole verse wasn't even mad hard like that.
It wasn't his best.
It was just, it was a good verse. And like, then for Drake to come through afterwards and be like, who the GOAT? And it's like, not you. Like, did you not hear what Cole just did? You can't even say, yo, who's the GOAT in this conversation right now? Like,
yeah, because back a day, it would be like pound for pound.
Yeah, it would have been a close matchup. Like
the hardest.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's why hip-hop back a day is better.
I don't know for Drake. Right now, you know, and then to come from that to then go into this gangster thing, I click on all you niggas, I click on,
it really annoys me when I see old Drake, I see this nerdy ass you that I think like, yo, relax.
Yeah.
Then to see this guy now who thinks that he's some kind of bad man on ends. The arrogance
is astounding.
It's annoying. It's raw annoying.
The arrogance is astounding.
See, I prefer Drake when he was nerdy, trying to be gangster, not everybody how he is now, thinking he's gangster.
Everybody said that. I always look at comments.
It's like, he used to, he was trying to be gangster before, now he thinks he's gangster. You know, maybe he's gangster.
You remember when he was a meme? Bring back when Drake was a meme.
Yeah. Like, bring back when he was the underdog. You get me? Because whatever this is
no
now.
One the mixtapes.
That's the only thing I rate,
like,
you know.
Mixtape Drake's.
Is that, like, he actually flipped it. That's the only thing that I can rate about that guy. Is that, like, no one rated him for mad long. Like, he was the butt of every internet joke ever for time. Like, you couldn't be... it couldn't be a soft nigga joke without you referencing Drake.
So,
it was mad. And now... I don't know what's happening. I think that's part of it as well.
There's no hunger in this music whatsoever. There's no, I think Drake
what
right
does
now.
He have, though?
That's what I'm saying. There's not.
He's clocked it in it.
Yeah, and there's hunger that could be there. J. Cole still sounds hungry as ever.
But that's the
like,
thing.
These men are competing. They should be competing.
Drake money and influence.
They should be competing.
Because the thing is, even on the song that says, Cole saying, it's like we created a league, a big three.
Yeah,
and he says like the Spider-Man meme, Aubrey pointing at me.
Yeah,
and he says he feels like Cole feels like he's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, I'm the greatest. You can't talk to me.
Mm.
He's saying it, and he doesn't even say anything back. I'm like, fam, if a man's sitting there saying on a tune that he's Muhammad Ali, I'm like, yo, okay, cool. You have to say something back to say no, you're not.
You're not still
because at the moment he's, and you can't talk to him. Drake's done.
Fam, this album just don't make sense, man. I've listened to it in full a couple of times, trying to make sense of the album. It don't make no sense. The way it starts, I've never heard a Drake album start like that, where it's basically crying from... You don't usually cry from track one.
Yeah.
Usually track one is kind of on his braggadocious, like, how long's this nigga really taking on the intro and all that kind of stuff. It comes in and cries.
Maybe
it's
a cry for help. But
maybe.
I don't care.
He's going through stuff, hidden pains.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? I look at it and I think, well, if Drake is Drake, yeah, cool. But I see a lot of people on the internet saying, he should be able to make music like the way he wants to.
Mm.
And I'm saying, I understand that. However,
it's open for critique.
If you do that,
you're
leaving yourself open to people to say, yo, that's whack. Or, yo, you're not trying because it's a point of people, if this was Drake's first album, people wouldn't be bothered. No.
Mm.
It's just the fact that you've seen him bar and like be able to like come with some serious lyrics, serious depth. And as soon as the underwater flow starts coming out. Boom!
There was no underwater in this album. It was all above ground. Like,
wait, does Drake have siblings?
I don't know.
I don't think he does actually.
Major only child syndrome. Like, he gives only child vibes in it. Like, spoilt kid. Like,
yeah.
Probably was, to be honest.
Like, spoilt, of course, little spoilt rich Jewish kid. You know.
Yeah.
Going crazy.
As you said before, like with the sound, he's because it feels like this was Yachty, what, Yachty, Yachty. I feel like
yeah,
a prick saying that.
Yachty, Yachty,
Yachty. Yachty's, sound like his sound.
Just say Lil Bolt.
So, yeah, yeah. So Bolt sound. It sound like his Bolt sound, yeah?
Yeah.
Lil Bolt wrote a lot. And,
whereas you can trace back like people who he's been around. So you got like a mixtape era.
Was more like
Little Brother. And Little Brother, he was barring because that's what he tried to cling on to.
Oh, okay.
To find like relevance. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you got like, obviously you got Kanye era.
Yeah.
Then you got
like
Weekend era.
You got like. But before that, Thank Me Later, it sounds like that could have been Lil Wayne. Him and Lil Wayne in the Young Money.
So like,
the whole camp.
Whoever he's around really influences
him.
Yeah. What he's Take doing. Care was over your XO Weekend.
And because
even
he's,
More Life?
Yeah, More Life was UK, Jamaica.
Let's be honest, like the music that he's come out now is just a product of Bolt, and we know that Bolt's not a great lyricist, and we know he's a good artist in the sense that he's different, if you appreciate that crap.
Yeah. See, the thing is, that crap, you know. The thing is, it's just, we don't want to hear Drake like that. Nobody wants to hear Drake sounding like Lil Yachty. As good as Lil Yachty has been this year, fair play to him.
It's not him.
We don't want that from Drake.
Everybody knows who Drake is.
And this is it.
You're not that guy.
Drake hasn't been Drake since probably Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
And Nothing Ain't Been the Same.
That's why he called it that.
Nothing Ain't Going to Be the Same.
It's the same thing I've been saying, though.
Nothing Ain't Going to Be the Same.
My man's foreshadowed his whole career.
He said it.
Views as well. Maybe Views. But even Views, he started to... You know, sidebar.
I don't think Views would drop for Drake.
Now, one thing I don't get about Views and just Drake on a whole, like, remember when he wasn't so Canadian?
Yes.
And then he just became mad Canadian?
Yeah.
He became the CEO of the Six.
But, like, how does that happen between two albums? Like, Nothing Was the Same. It was like, okay.
Just money, power,
and
influence.
Then Views came, and, oh, I'm Canadian now. Like, listen to this heavy accent and all the skits, all my friends are Canadian. It's like, where... Oh no, Drake's just a funny one.
Part ownership of the Raptors, NBA.
True, still. That's what I'm saying, it can do that too, you know.
Money, power, and influence. Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying about Drake. Is like people don't understand probably even like how much money and influence he actually has over a lot of things through various other things that he does.
Albums,
his bets.
Yes,
life bets.
His bets are ridiculous.
Got the album sounding like Future. The album sounding like Ibiza.
I don't know. It sounds like Future. I think Future albums sound better than Drake.
Nah, I'm talking about the Drake album.
Oh,
the Drake album. I'm going through the discog.
My bad.
Like,
you talking about the recent one?
Yeah, the album had a couple tunes on there, but it wasn't great.
Even the last
one? The Drake one.
The one with Future.
I like that one. Yeah. I like Future.
It's Future, man.
Yeah, Drake and Future, like Drake, Future does wonders for Drake.
Exactly.
It's like, you know what?
And then because it's Drake, the comments will always be like, oh, yeah, Drake saving Future.
But
it's
not.
It's Future. Yeah. All of these, man, everyone that Drake leeches off, he's leeching off. And it looks like he's giving them a look. Nah, they're helping him. Like,
taking the blueprint from his ancestors.
Leave it. Just leave it.
You're trying to get this cancelled.
Just no. We're not doing this today. I was expecting the Drake to fall off still, but this just seems like a mad fall off.
You know,
I was expecting this album to not be so great. I was expecting a not great album, but this is a bad album.
There was no hype.
Yeah,
it's a bad.
There was no hype for one.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that he dropped it.
Yo, why is it called For All the Dogs?
And it sounds like this.
The dogs that you are.
Why is his son rapping? Get him out of here, man.
This nigga's just hating on him.
I'm just thinking about everything, just coming through with this. I'm saying,
I love DJ,
why is he ute rapping? He's got your ute rapping in that light, man.
It is like,
for real. Someone roasting his ute on Twitter the other day, talking about, why is it like, oh, you're being harsh on his ute? Is ute six? Someone was like, yeah. But look at Lil Bow Wow when he was six, fam.
You're doing things. Him and Lil Romeo.
Get me.
I do feel like if my dad was Drake, then I should be releasing better music at six.
Better than that.
Yeah,
he's just a kid. He actually doesn't want to do this.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
Family brought the iPad.
Unless he actually probably did want to do it, and his dad was like,
call one of the ghostwriters, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
There's no real desire. It's like, Dad, I want to be a rapper.
I think, I don't know. I'm so confused with this album. Like, For All The Dogs, I thought it was going to be some hard, like...
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just waiting for an interview for Drake to talk about his album.
And he's not going to do one,
he won't do one, you know, fam.
I think he will.
I'm going to send it
for All The Sad Dogs. The only time I listened to the album, I thought about dogs. Wasn't Snoop? Was on the little intro, interlude, yeah.
It's
there's no dog. Why is it called For All The Dogs? What's this got to do with dogs?
I think it's because it's just a picture. It's just literally the picture that he saw.
But that's what I'm saying. But there's no women ain't getting dogged out on the album. He's literally crying over every woman, even the 21-year-old on track three.
The thing that I think that's kind of lame, yeah.
Tracks and all that.
Nah, the second line in the song is like, yeah, she was 21, and it's like, okay, and took her to the room. Which it's like. One? The one between 21 Savage, track 3. Savage,
yeah. Oh, actually, that one's actually all right, you know. I'll give him that one. I think that's all right. That's an all right track.
It's not terrible, but I don't know. From time you're talking about beating a 21-year-old and you're 37, I'm a bit...
It's a case that, for me...
Do what you're doing, but don't rap about it. Why are you rapping about it?
Yeah. Don't brag about it.
Yeah, why are you rapping about it?
Don't brag about it.
A lot of guys... Pretty sure a lot of rappers have done worse.
No, that's what I'm saying. They ain't rapped about
but
it.
They ain't rapped about it.
Some of them have.
I think in terms of the whole album, I think if it was from somebody else, I'd say, okay, whatever. But because you know his ability and you know the kind of caliber artist that he can be, you look at the tracks such as, you know, like the tune with Cole and you think, yo, it just shows a fall from grace. Because at the end of the day, you have so much ability and you're just not using it. You're not even trying. So,
but that's what I'm saying. The sad thing for me is it's making me look at the rest of this discography like we just did and say, okay, the last time you did a good album was with X, with such and such. And then the last time you did an album where you appeared on your own, CLB, it was trash.
Yeah.
So can you not make music on your own?
Yeah,
is that how it looks like? Okay, all this time you haven't been able to make music on your own.
Think of most of his like biggest tunes and that. Yeah, the tunes that you teethed from someone.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah.
Like you hear the guy
Party
tracks.
Next door.
You hear the guy tracks. You hear that he didn't write it. Like most of his biggest tunes, he didn't write. Do you get it? Like what people really like about Drake is that he can rap, but when it comes to artistry and having a big hit, most of his big hits he doesn't write and hasn't written. So. Okay, it is a case of, he can't really step out on his own. He needs
someone.
He needs a lot of people behind. Look at any of his albums. Look through any of his credits. Bag of writers, bag of producers, bag of everything.
Yeah.
Because he's not like how you'll see a Cole. Like Cole's really just got it out of the mud himself. He'll sit there, produce a beat, rap on himself.
Yeah. Did three albums all produced by himself?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's really about it. That's the difference.
He's actually really about it. Artistry. Cole's like Cole. The thing is...
That's true.
And this whole beat switch thing, why does every song have to be three different songs?
Why does every song have to have a switch?
Two songs in one.
Yeah. It's like...
And he's looking for this, what's this song called? Oh, it's the same tune, huh? I don't know. I'm very confused about this album.
How do you man feel about like the shots and the disses on there?
Bro, do you know what? Because it can't... You see, if it was some sick music, I would care. But because it's mainly just whiny, I just don't care.
Who's he dissing? Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I know the Rihanna and ASAP.
Yeah, Rihanna ASAP. I heard there's someone about Pusha as well. Kanye.
Pusha. And Pharrell as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Esperanza Spalding as well. That's all random.
Yeah.
And Dylan Brooks.
Nigga, she won. Just shut up. she don't know you.
Problem with Esperanza Spalding. How incredible that woman is.
She's nice.
See, I was thinking that about Dylan Brooks. Like, the people whose name you choose to mention, Dylan Brooks, Esperanza, whatever. Yeah, like, why are you mentioning these lot?
Because
you
don't want to get back from them.
You don't want to mention...
He knows you're going to get known back from them.
He's been talking about Dylan Brooks.
He said, Shorty Rinsing Dylan Brooks, can't believe this nigga talking. I do like that song.
The thing is, when he's talking about like ASAP and Rihanna, it's a mad one because, like, fam, you're just jealous.
He's so bitter. Yeah. I've said it many a time.
If Gal were doing that, you say, she's a jealous gal, you know.
Jealous
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Gal in that.
But, fam, you're on there talking about a man and he's two youths here and he's Gal. Blood.
Because
you
never wanted you.
Fam, you're lucky you don't run into man on a regular day.
Because
man would get broke up for them things.
He does say his name later on the albums, actually.
Does he?
On the same tune, actually.
It's a mad thing.
We ain't pretty flocko. Shit can get really rocky.
Look at the ASAP mob ain't mobbing like how it used
Look
at the mob ain't mobbing how it used to, fam. Yeah. Car, boy.
ASAP mob was serious, man.
Imagine, fam, imagine, yeah, like, someone's talking about you, your girl, and your two utes, like, on front street like that. I mean, you're telling me your head's not going to get hot?
It's slightly warm.
Yeah,
but send me to jail.
Like, what? Fam.
Send me to jail.
Throw away the key.
That's where I'm going to be ending.
At the same time, though, you got to, if you're ASAP and Rihanna, you just got to just laugh. Like,
just look at him and say, you're just ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, wait. What did they say about Rihanna as well? So the beat was average.
The beat was average.
Yeah. The beat was average.
Yeah.
Was it even his best? I forgot the actual line, but.
Can't talk about my Riri like that.
These times,
man was ready to fight Chris Brown on site for this girl. Man was ready to fight Chris Brown over this girl.
That's what's got me thinking that Rihanna must have like some magic, like
look at her though,
taunts or something. She must,
because
think, look how bad Chris Brown was when Drake was there and doing it. Chris Brown was tight,
fully on the smoke,
fuming.
He was tight,
fully on the smoke. You know what I mean? Then, now Juice is sitting there thinking, I wonder if she is.
She's Barbados.
She's different.
Yeah.
She ain't like thinking American females out there. This is Rihanna. Different level.
Nah, Rihanna's.
She's a billionaire.
I've never really looked. Well, I have, but I don't really look at Rihanna like that. Like, I just look at Rihanna like.
Me either?
She's like just a sick woman. She's a sick girl.
Yeah, she bad.
I feel like.
Nice.
She'd be sick to like chill with. Like, yo,
yeah.
I can like.
No, she doesn't like vibes.
I'd love to get Rihanna on the podcast. You get me? I feel like she'd just be chill.
Riri, pull up.
Like, I think she'd be like.
I'll send an email out. I'll send a DM.
Our people will contact
you. We need to buy the blue tick first so it goes in the writing box.
Nah, she does look like a vibe though.
You know, anyone listen to Offset's album?
Yeah, man.
Offset's kind of, that's why he was doing sleepovers and shit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yo, why am I seeing so much Offset everywhere? Like,
you know what though? DJ's like, nigga, go home. You have a house.
24-hour live streaming it.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? Big old Offsets though.
I fuck Offset, but I'm just saying like I was just seeing a smart move because it's not even
it's only because people ain't even rolling out albums these days.
Yeah.
People that just be like, your album's out next week.
No.
My man ended a little while ago still.
What are you about to say?
Go on.
Why is it a smart move?
Okay. I feel like it's a smart move because his fan base is growing. I look at the comments on the videos that he's on, and everybody's saying, "I love this Offset."
He's
looking so like a vibe.
He's seeming original.
He's having fun. Yeah, like, everybody wants to see an artist, especially coming from where he's coming from. Just doing his thing, not in no drama, just having fun, dancing, and that. And then his fan base is just bam, bam, bam.
I hear that.
And then comes the TikTok songs. Then comes the money.
The thing is, you see that 24-hour stream live with Kai Cenat.
Bruv,
like, people don't understand. We saw how many people Kai drew out in America.
Riots tonight, innit?
In New York.
So,
giving that free PS5s.
This brother is doing the. Think how many people are watching that live stream. Streaming the album.
Yeah.
So that is maybe thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening to your album. Yeah. So one, you caught them there. Then all you got to do is tour. Look home.
Facts. I feel like he's obviously like him being with Cardi B, I feel like he's probably had to look at her career and look at her thing and say, you know what? I can match that. Because Migos are a big group, you know, like they're very up
massive,
there. Like, so
massive,
I think I think he looked at it as like, oh shit, I could probably capitalize on this a little better than I am. Like, allow all the fuck shit, allow being in the drama, allow all the all of this longness. Let me just.
And you know the thing with Migos massive, but it was always a case of, nah, we want the three Migos, we want the three of them together.
And Quavo
was always the main guy.
Beyonce.
Beyonce,
you get me?
He was.
And obviously, Takeoff was quiet, humble, and Offset was a stone-faced guy in the back. You know what I mean? He Quavo was all the charisma.
Yeah,
I've said could rap, Takeoff could rap, but like it was just the stone face guy.
He's
in the
always
back.
Talking.
To
as
see
well.
Him now,
interviews.
Who like now?
No, Quavo. Quavo. Back
oh yeah, Quavo was there.
Quavo was
one of them. Was in jail, and Quavo was basically holding it down. Wasn't it Offset that was in jail?
Yeah, Offset was locked up. Yeah, yeah,
like quite a bit, and then obviously it was just Quavo and mine.
To see Offset now become main character.
Yeah,
it's sick still.
It's sick.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's nice. Sick, man.
And he's got a good album, man.
The album's good.
Yeah, it's a sick album.
Yeah, I actually played the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to some on the way. Actually, I probably got two tracks, to be honest.
Yeah, man. It's good, man.
You didn't get to track through.
But I'll be honest.
That tune with
Don Toliver. Yeah.
Don Toliver. That geezer.
I'll play Pay in the gym tomorrow. I'll be honest.
You'll throw that one as well, still.
Pay Pay in the gym.
Start dancing in the gym.
Okay, just before we come... Not to come off the Offset, the whole album thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I actually didn't even know that his album was even dropping. Because I'll be honest, I don't even listen to hip hop like that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I swear, I hear it. I don't listen to hip hop.
That is a good thing
that
I was going to talk
anymore.
About.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Why?
Why? Because the music's trash.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not making no sense to me. Like, I'm actually sitting down and I'm actually listening. Before, I didn't used to listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
To everything they're saying and what they're telling me.
Yeah, they're not saying
it's
anything.
Garbage.
They haven't been saying anything for a while.
What I want to know, if the beat is decent, then I'll listen, but not listen.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's Offset's album.
Yes.
But when it comes to actual good music, bro, I'm here on my laptop downloading tunes, trying to look for tunes to play at the clubs.
Yeah.
And I can't find nothing. If you see my hip hop folder of 2023, quite a few.
This album, this year has been terrible for hip hop.
It's been horrible.
It's been terrible. Yeah. It's been R&B.
Yeah. But even so, I still say, in terms of music, I listen to Afrobeat more than anything else.
I just got to say, my Niger brothers, they're taking over. They took this year over.
Over?
Yeah.
Over. Yeah. Piano, Afrobeat, took over.
Yeah. And it's like, I saw the other day, I think I put it in the group, where it was, who was it saying it? That rap has gone down 40%.
Oh,
who was it?
Someone old,
old school, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Juicy J, was it?
Juicy J. He said rap's gone down 40% in terms of like everything. Now the fact is,
I want to apologize for that. I was gonna call man old to like one of the OGs.
It's a point that because the quality isn't there, and we've got different options now with Afrobeats, bro. Like over here, UK rap's killing it. And Afrobeat's killing it.
Yeah.
Nines' album.
Yeah,
it's Nines' sick, album. You know.
Nines.
Wait, the third.
You know what? I'll tell you what's mad. I put it on today, and I said, yo, I could just sit there and just listen to it. I can just let this run.
I got halfway through it, but I weren't feeling it more than Crop Circle 2.
It is sick, you know.
This far. What I've got through with Crop Circle 3. I think Crop Circle 2 was better. But I'm going to finish taking it and then see. But I'm not saying that Crop Circle 3 is bad because I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
It's got an album called Crabs in the Bucket, isn't it?
Crabs
in the Bucket is sick.
I can't remember Crop Circle
2. Nines is better than Drake.
Yes.
And it released on the same day, you know?
I think people would say that.
The thing is, on that Nines album, I sat there with a wife who's sitting there. She's like, you know what? I don't really listen to normal all of this, but I can listen to this album.
You know what it is?
And the fact is, if you can get a woman to sit there and listen to your music, fam, you can sell. You can sell. And you can pinpoint singles.
I'm going to say, Nines makes really palatable gangster music.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
it's smooth.
Serious. Serious.
Voice
OG vibes.
His voice isn't aggressive. It's not aggressive gangster rap.
I mean, I got laughed at the last time I said it to someone. But to me, Nines gives me Larry June vibes. That's the guy who's playing. I got laughed at a lot when I said that last time.
It's laid back and like not overly aggressive, but it's still talking the crud.
Yeah.
Laid back crud, man.
That's what it is.
Nah, it's enjoyable music.
I think there's one tune.
Fam, it's got the sample.
There's bare different sounds.
Yeah, the Blade Brown one's sick.
Blade Brown one's sick.
The one that really got me, the Gin and Juice sample.
Yes.
Yeah. Fam, I do.
I don't know who.
I don't know who the other guy is, but the tune is just hard.
I think
I do.
Mendoza.
Big up Carlos though. Big up the producer on the album. Carlos produced a lot of the tunes. I went to uni with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, big.
Big him up still. Because
big up Carlos.
Very, very, very
cool. Carlos.
Very talented.
Yeah,
he produced the Daily Duffy as well. He's one of his main producers now. But he's cold. So
that Daily Duffy, I didn't know he was a Daily Duffy. I was listening and I was like, this is sick. It's got the lines, man. I'm trying to think of the line that made me say,
Nines is doing, what Geeks has failed to do.
Who?
Do you know we were talking about Geeks before? Nines is doing, what Geeks has failed to do.
What's that?
What's that? Make good music still.
Continue making good music.
You know what it is?
Progress, get rich, and still make good music.
I think with Nines, I think Nines is more aware. Now, Giggs is Giggs, but because Giggs is Giggs, Giggs knows, all right, cool. I know everyone's going to support me anyway.
I think
he's selfish in his artistry.
Who, Giggs?
Yeah. He doesn't care what you think.
He's not bothered about what you think. I know. I like this. I want to do this. My fans, my core, are going to eat this up.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Nine said, I don't know. He said, I'll get rid of the weight quicker than Sherman Klump.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
That's on the new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
I get rid of weight quicker than Sherman. Yo, this guy is too sick with it. Too sick with it. Yo.
He wasn't boring enough.
And he's not boring. Do you know he's not doing anything drastically different. And that's what I'm saying. He's done what Giggs has failed to do. Because Giggs, I don't know. Like, he's still doing the same shit, but it's not hitting the same. Whereas Nines is like...
I said I had the plug dropping Colt like a vending machine. Yo.
Yeah.
You know, I think the difference between the two of them is that with Giggs...
I get a check every line like I'm proofreading. That was the one that caught me. Yo, I get a check every line. Like
bar for bar. I don't know how many rappers are going like bar for bar.
Bars, man.
I call that Man City. I give the youngins pep talk.
Yeah. Yo. I caught that one still.
Too many bars.
He's got bars, man.
Yeah,
it's good. Album's good and the production's good.
That's when I looked in. I was like, oh, it's a Daily Duffy. It makes sense.
You can see thinking the visuals.
The potency. The potency is.
But I think the album's proper, man. Like,
I'll tell you, I was watching Daily Duffy a couple of days ago. Actually, it was Millions.
I don't ever own it.
Hard, and I got actually scared watching. I was like, yo, I need to turn this off. I'm like, you know, turn this off because it's a bit too gangster for me.
Yeah, brilliant. I need to check out the Unknown T one. I'm a fan of Unknown T. I need to check that one out.
Unknown T.
Yeah, man.
UK music's in a better place than American music right now,
UK, yeah.
Like on a whole. Easily. I feel like it's in a better place right now.
Easily.
I don't listen to enough to
I don't say. So I don't listen to a lot of, so like, where is... Like how you like will listen to your Travis Scott's, your Kanye's, Drake's. Yeah. I'll be able to more tell you what the UK rappers are saying.
Yeah.
As opposed to what's going on over there, you get me? Like,
you know what's kind of sad, mad, bad? I don't know what it is, but literally, a lot of the time now when I listen to American music, it's like I'll probably preface it, be like, it's not that great at rapping still, but if you listen to it, it's kind of a good tune still.
I don't do that.
Yo, Lil Tecca. Anyone familiar with Lil Tecca?
Yeah.
You know Lil Tecca?
That song, how's it go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That one.
I don't know that one.
Lil Tecca, USA Tecca.
It's from America,
I got black, I got white, what you want.
I don't know.
That tune's a banger still.
I know.
But
I'm...
That
tune is a vibe. Heaven on Earth.
I don't know about that one.
We call that black.
I don't know the one tune still. Yeah, just
that song we just... What's that one used? What's it called?
Ransom.
Ransom, that's it.
Oh, I have listened to that.
I'm supposed to be the DJ as well, you know, man. I just have to be a guy.
Wait, Ransom?
You know what, that's the thing. I don't even know the name of the songs.
And that's it.
I don't even know the name of the songs when it comes to tunes.
I don't even listen.
It's horrible.
I don't listen to none of these young guys, man.
But I'm literally like prefacing it. Like, it's not the best rapper. And it's kind of offbeat a bit, but it's kind of hard stuff.
Like,
you don't have to do that with UK music.
For UK music, man are stepping correct. And because of that, it's a point that I don't really kind of search for it unless it's like someone, even Offset, cool. I saw, you know, the promo run, cool. I checked it out, cool. That's blessed. In terms of new guys, I don't really check for them because I'm like, yo, bro, like, your sound is not really my kind of thing.
Yeah, and really,
if I need to listen to rap, I can go for alternatives that are from the UK.
But that's what I was saying last week. I do need that Meat Mill and Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I do need that.
When's that dropping?
I think they dropped something today. It might be another single.
But the thing is, you know what? I don't even look at that the same just because that's more old school.
Yeah. That's the OGs.
That's the OGs. Like, realistically.
Okay, we're talking
Meek's
about.
Not young no more.
Yeah.
Meek isn't young.
They're almost legacy acts at this point, isn't it? Like,
Ross is definitely a legacy act.
Yeah.
And then the fact is, Meek's not young anymore. So the fact is, all these young guys, cool, it's their time, but they ain't doing nothing. So I'm going to listen to the Fredo, Nines.
Scraps as well.
Oh,
new? You dropped something this year? I missed that completely.
Bro, check that. Check that, fam.
Scraps, man.
Scraps is also better than Drake.
But yeah, yo, I don't know. I feel like Scraps and Nines are both on par, you know.
Sick.
They're kind of back to back, you know.
Yeah, nah, them two on a tune. You know when you hear Scraps and Nines on a tune, it's gonna be cold. Bad. And you know, like the way that their flow works, you know, like how when they're rapping, like you can tell they was really outside together, like it's mad in it. Like you hear them back to back on a tune, it's like these men really was outside together.
Now the thing is, you know what, like
really know how to tell a story.
Put it say, from sources, that are quite close to me. Like, when Scraps, like, raps, like, bro, he's actually, that's real life.
Oh, he's not lying.
He's not lying.
There's no cap in his rap.
He's not lying. And because of that, that's why people used to say to him, oh, why don't you rap when you're in jail? And he's like, nah, I only rap, like, what I'm going through at the time. Because it's like, it's real life. It's like, this is what I'm living. And no, that's why, bro, he's sick, man.
But he did do that mixtape from that he wrote when he was in jail.
That's
cold as well.
He's sick, man.
That's the thing with UK music, though, man. It's almost too real. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm still I'm traumatized from that Potter Paper album. Like, that was some real shit. That was.
He
was saying in his interview, like before the album dropped, say that he's gonna make a like the album is real. It's gonna make
real
people
backing
think.
Style,
that album was like, yo, it's someone check on my man, like.
Potter's top three for me.
I tell you the one,
it's
the
sick,
one album.
It's like, yo,
that traumatized me.
What word?
Clavish.
Oh,
my god!
I do like.
I was like, yo, I feel like I'm about to go and shank a man. Yeah. And I'm not going to feel nowhere about
Grease,
it.
Grease, I like that. I was meant to check for my man, so I like that album. I like the song Grease.
Like, yo.
Rap Game Awful.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
That's a sick name for album. Rap Game Awful.
It's heavy.
Clavish, let me add this.
Clavish is cold as well.
It's heavy. Like,
I like Grease. I've only heard Grease.
It's not
though.
A game. But in terms of the UK, bro, like I'd rather check for that than America. They're only the big acts. That's it. By that, I'm not checking for these young ones because nothing.
I'm gonna wait till next year to be honest.
And I'll just come with Afro beats.
At the same time, you know me. Like, Future's meant to be dropping soon.
Yeah.
He dropped something. It posted something which implied something's coming
Wale's
this month.
Dropping the album as well,
he is.
Yeah.
Solari.
Wale.
Yeah. I'm sure.
He's signed to Def Jam now.
Yeah, he has. Yes.
21 Savage must be cooking something because it's been a minute.
Why did I see this picture? Yeah. There's a collection of pictures, 21 Savage, but they've miniaturized him. So, these are normal pictures of him, but it's like they've made him look like he's 10, but it's his body. Like, there's one, he's taking a selfie in the mirror, and the mirror's massive, and he's like that big.
Sick.
It's funny. Well, I seen him, he was singing at Little Shed.
Yeah, I saw that as well. You ain't saw that, man. Yeah, man.
That went viral.
He's funny, man. 21 sick.
21.
21. 21.
21. 21. 21. 21. 21. Look at
you
got to it.
21, 21, 21. And he saved that Drake album and Her Loss.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's a sick album.
I think it was a good
album. I really like Her Loss.
But yeah, man. I tell you something happened to me today.
Go on.
I tell you this is what happens. Hi, this is when this happens. Before we finish. So, I go in a shop here. You know when you walk into a shop and you see a man that's out there canvassing? whatever it might be, a charity, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. You know, mate.
You know when a man laughs like that, you know.
You know, yeah, when
a laughs like that, you know,
I'm ready.
Some sort of shaggery.
You see the geezer, yeah? He's talked to the man that's like, the man's walked past him and says, oh, mate, nah, sorry, mate, Yeah, I'm walking to the geezer, yeah. The man looked at me, looked back down. I was like, so what? So I can't give money to charity? What? Yeah, mad, take my money, mad, take my money, fam. Take my money. Man literally looked at me, went.
No way.
You need to bother David.
I was like, man's probably thinking, nah, ease up for me.
Just
so I looked at him when I walked back out.
That's a much of it, though, isn't
it? He says, yeah, I'm driving past looking at him.
I would have helped you. I would have helped.
I would have given to that charity, yeah. But you didn't ask.
I would have given you the money.
Oh.
I would have given you the money.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're lying.
Why is that such a bar?
No,
why is that such a bar? I love it. Bare memes coming from that, you know.
Bare.
I love the internet, man.
Bare.
Why did I see? I know this is going to sound so bad, but this goes back to what we said before. I saw a homeless man with a phone.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they got bikes and dogs.
Chatting. Big time credit. And I'm like, I went shopping. Man's still on the phone. I'm like, big how have you got enough money for
gift gaff, fam. £20 a month.
Say, yo, man, I got
tenners and that on gift gaff, fam.
Definitely gift gaff.
Yeah, because tenners and that on gift gaff is basically like you pay a tenner and you get a contract for the month, essentially.
Yeah.
It's not
what?
Like, pay as you go, like how it was back in the day. Like, pay as you go is not top up £10 and then you calls and texts or such and such. You pay £10, you get so many limited minutes.
Data. Mad.
So you basically get a phone contract for the month. Off of £10, £20, whatever it is that you want to pay, really.
But who's he better now?
Huh?
Who's exactly. On the phone?
The homeless brethren, man.
It's other people's, man. Link
someone
up.
Said, yo, he's like giving it up outside the
No! That it would make sense. That actually happens.
Stafford Road Mac is just popping off. Yeah.
Bring the dog, bring the dog, yo.
Get me.
Bring the dog.
Hold on.
This dickhead's looking at me. Yo. What, bro?
I would have given you the money.
You're lying.
Oh, man.
You gotta rate them, though. Yeah. You gotta hustle hard, star. Boy.
Seriously. You say you got bookings weekend?
Yeah.
Where you at?
Birmingham this week. Thank God I'm local. Mm. I'm always out. Like, last week I was in Manny.
Mm. You know what? One thing, yeah. Mm. Whenever, like, I go on Instagram. Mm. And like, obviously a while ago, mm-hmm. And you like look at like an attractive female. Mm-hmm. She's always following you still. She's always, always follows DJ Gavin Amaru.
No way.
All the pretty girl. No way. That still.
You know he is.
No, I'm not saying you ain't following them.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's always
follow. It's just good.
Follow
vibes,
DJ man. Gavin Amaru.
Just good vibes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know, in the DMs, and it says, yeah, also follows.
This
nigga again?
No, but then automatically you go to their page and he's never following back. It's like,
I know I've got majority of females.
You checking as well, though?
Yeah. I was. And I was invested.
You got to start doing that.
She's following him.
Oh, did you hear the summer mix? Yo, sorry.
Yeah.
That's your opener. That's your break. Yeah, nice.
All right, still.
Yo, chip summer mix. Still.
Send you the link.
Yo.
Yo, do you work for him?
Nah. Yes. Street team. It's a street team.
Nah.
The Gavin Amaru street team.
Yo.
COVID lives.
Yo.
Bear getting the COVID lives, you know.
Them days, man.
Yeah, got in the lockdown lives. Yeah.
Yo, COVID is a good time, you know. It's a bad time.
The DJs was doing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how.
Doing the Lord's work, man.
I don't know how. I was,
COVID was amazing.
I don't know how I was on Instagram live and felt like I was out raving.
Yeah. I was out more.
Drunk in my yard.
In it?
Yeah. I was like, this is my bed afterwards, about 5 o'clock. Like, and you're super deep right there playing. And I swear down,
no lie, I woke up to, you know, that
Yeah.
Walk up to that tune like it was like my alarm clock, and I was like, "Yo, what is this?" Shazammed it. Waking, and that was the end of the live. And then I went back to sleep. I was like, "Yo,
see now, but it used to be horrible though, because obviously you'd be twist up in the kitchen and like Instagram live, and then next thing you know, the live's ended, and you got to clean the air fryer, and it's like, back to reality.
That's what happened.
That was mad, isn't it? You know, like you'd be online drinking with your brethren and that, yeah, and then like you like knock the court ends, and then like you just in your yard drunk by yourself thinking, what the fuck, fam? Yeah.
Like, man, literally like turn the lights and going to bed. What's going on?
No taxi fare.
Yeah.
Through downstairs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but there was also no one there. Like it was sad. It was quite sad.
Them days, yeah. To be fair, like every week, Sunday was patterned.
Jumping the girls' DMs, yeah. I seen you in that live still. So. I saw you in Gavin's live. So. Yeah.
I saw your comments still. Yeah.
I swear people need to change their display picture, you know.
Yeah.
For the lives, you know. When they jump in the live, so people could see what, like.
I'm working with.
You click on that person.
She's there looking at trying to click the name. She's nice.
No, definitely tap the nerves still. You know, screenshot the ones that you miss. You know, come back to this. Yo, can't trying to miss this tune still.
No way.
That's a screenshot, you know.
Yeah.
Crop.
In it. Mentions on that picture. Just
hold tight the Apple users.
Yeah.
You Android phone users can't do them things.
No, you can't put pictures on Android.
Well, you probably can, but not as good as Apple.
Sorry, looks like what's the one?
Probably Pixel.
Tapestry.
Yeah. Oh man, never mind times. Good times though. Good times.
But obviously, it's disclaimer. It's all for content. That didn't even happen.
Allegedly.
I'm just on the timeline. Like, yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, leading in, man. Leading in for band for content, man.
He's alleged.
Yeah.
Ban.
Sometime.
But yeah, man. Big respect for DJ Gavin Amari.
Yeah. Pass him through.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been fun, man.
It's you know, better.
Time has actually flown.
Yes, time has flown. Like, share, subscribe. You know how it goes. Follow the Instagram, the TikTok, the YouTube, and more of the platforms. LinkedIn.
Yeah.
What do we need LinkedIn for?
You never know, man. I heard LinkedIn.
You never know, you know.
I heard LinkedIn's where it's popping.
That's where the hole's at.
Corporate
hole.
Imagine the hole's on LinkedIn.
The hole's on LinkedIn.
They are?
The hole's on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Where you took experience.
The hoes are on LinkedIn.
Corporate, I didn't even think.
Shout out the, if you freelance and you...
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But I want to say, big up to DJ Gavin Amari.
Just got
content. Yeah, just content.
Obviously, you'll hear him playing at many venues.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram at DJ Gavin Amari. Simples.
And then the mix voice for
Simples.
I thought you were going to say you'll hear him at your party.
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
He will be.
Yeah.
But did you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But did you say it?
I kind of zoned out.
You kind of zoned out?
Yeah.
He's zoned out.
That means you can finish off this episode.
How did you finish off the episode? You finish off the episode?
No, you do.
Oh, you man do this no you hang up thing every time. Trust me. Someone fucking wrap this shit.
Yeah, No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Every episode, man.
I love you too. I love you both.
Yo, follow the socials, safe.
Follow us on the socials, like, share, subscribe.
Yep.
Big up everyone.
Thanks for listening. Gavin. Thanks for watching.
We're back in, you know when.
2 weeks.
Yep. Bless.
Wait, are we recording before your birthday? After your birthday, aren't we?
After.
Yeah, after the party. Yeah, that's content.
Yeah,
that's
so content. You know.
Are we getting someone to walk around with the camera to take
to the interviews?
Footage?
No.
I don't want
a videographer.
Oh,
I got a photographer and videographer.
Yeah, well, we're not. We ain't going to have mics, are we?
No.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my party.
I'm going to say, that's what I thought, that's what you said, innit? Like, content. Like,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's in the chat.
I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Making sure everything goes smooth.
Yeah.
Right, ghost.
getting low key drunk.
That's one thing I've never had at my own party. But like,
he's getting low key drunk. You think it's a joke?
Are you gonna relax at your own party, or are you gonna be like the one that's like making sure everything's right? Yeah, nah,
he's gonna think he's ghost. I told you, man. He's got his Angela. He's got his Angela right there. Yeah, I mean,
my dude's calling me Tariq.
You know what's like?
Yo, Tariq. Tariq. Number one, you're not my dad. You're my brother. Yeah.
Yo. Ghost,
no,
Ghost didn't have any fun at Truth in it. Not one drop of fun.
Scowling over the venue the whole
time. Yeah, do you remember the one yeah, where my man, like, he had the party going upstairs, but then he's like doing a drug connect down the bottom of the basement. He had like all the bus man them.
Yeah. Truth was full of lies.
Hilarious.
What about that place?
But yeah,
you feel about
like,
that.
Share, I subscribe. Hard food. We're out.
Yes. Peace.
Respect.